I met Lichtenstein in Petersburg, where the 2008 Petersburg Viking wrestlers are Alaska's statewide champions. In December, the team took the small school's title for the first time since 1979. Heavyweight Billy Craig won the last match of the tournament, which put Petersburg over the top by 1 point.
I'm so proud of our team. It's pretty big accomplishment for us.
While spirits ran high among the Petersburg Vikings this fall, tensions ran high in city politics for much of the year, largely between City Councilor Melinda Hofstad on one side and Mayor Al Dwyer and City Manager Richard Underkoffler on the other. Dwyer and Hofstad often agreed on fiscal issues, but Dwyer objected to what he saw as Hofstad's confrontational approach and micromanagement of Underkoffler and other staff. Hofstad accused Dwyer and Underkoffler of harassment. The ongoing issue led a dozen citizens to try and get Hofstad recalled. The group included former City Councilor John Haverlick, who was upset in part because of Hofstad's alleged treatment of the city manager.
You know, it isn't right to have one councilor try to ramrod a person out of their job. You know, rather, and you know, this has been done with a number of the city employees.
The recall petition accuses Hofstad of spreading slanderous rumors about the mayor and the former and current city manager, an allegation Hofstad denies.
These are kind of trumped up charges that are intended to silence my efforts to bring fiscal responsibility to City Hall.
As 2008 has come to a close, recall proponents were trying to gather the 181 signatures they need to have a special election on the issue. Meanwhile, in October, the public elected two new city councilors, local pastor Lee Corio and fisherman Sarah Stoner. While the neighboring town of Wrangell won enough local support to form a borough in 2008, Petersburg's ongoing effort to do the same lost much of its steam in the spring after criticism from residents outside the city's current boundaries who objected to the tax structure and other provisions. The city's so far failed to attract enough signatures from outlying residents on its borough petition. And after much study and debate this past year, a 4-3 vote of the City Council in December approved a $1 million fix for the faulty pipeline from the city's Cabin Creek Reservoir. And early in 2008, an outcry from Petersburg officials and residents prompted a county in Washington state to back off from involvement with a private company's controversial plan for three hydroelectric plants in the mountaintop lakes of Thomas Bay near Petersburg. Meanwhile, the City Council of Petersburg began working on its own plans to build a smaller, publicly owned hydro plant in one of those lakes. The city also continued planning for a new library building and a new fire hall in 2008, but scaled back those designs as both projects were still well short of the funding they needed. In major state projects, the Department of Transportation finished the long-awaited paving for about 7 miles of rough dirt highway leading up to the new South Mitkoff Ferry Terminal, where the Inter-Island Ferry Authority docks. IFA Manager Bruce Jones.
Well, it's great. You know, it's a long time coming. We've worked on that for years, and it's, you know, overdue for at least 2 or 3.
And late afternoon explosions were not unusual this fall as state contractors began blasting rock for extensive runway improvements at Petersburg's airport. Telecommunications company GCI laid the first fiber optic cable link into Petersburg throughout the summer, while a local resident opened up a Petersburg dealership to sell some of the first electric cars in Alaska. And as Petersburg residents struggled with the high cost of fuel, over 60 homeowners converted to electric heat. It meant plenty of work for electricians like Bill Tigner.
I'm busy clear through October right now with heat, and trying to mix that up with the service calls is pretty hard task sometimes.
And there were more customers for electricity as the city's power and light department completed a line extension along sparsely developed Frederick Point Road. Petersburg fishermen saw high prices again for salmon and halibut in 2008, but there were also substantial cuts to the halibut and king salmon quotas, and it was another poor year for pink salmon, as Fish and Game's Bill Davidson observed in July.
It's been a desert out there for pink salmon.
And historic Petersburg shrimp trawler, the Charles W., was laid to rest in Frederick Sound in the spring. A local group had gotten the century-old vessel listed on the National Register of Historic Places, but could not raise enough money to restore her as a museum. In September, Petersburg Medical Center's board voted to end routine birthing services at the hospital, as fewer expectant mothers have been choosing to have their babies locally. Medical staff recommended the change for safety reasons, including the lack of surgical backup in case of emergency. Petersburg saw its share of unexpected and tragic deaths in 2008, including Forest Service biologist Glenn Eath, who died suddenly in his sleep in March. Eath was nationally known for publicly challenging his employer's actions on the Tongass National Forest. In May, an accidental gunshot claimed the life of 16-year-old Jacob Madsen. Local fisherman Tom Lewis was lost at sea while halibut fishing in September, and in August, Peter Barron shot and killed a former employer, Helen Shear, before turning the gun on himself. Also in 2008, Petersburg School Board debated and finally approved a new discipline policy for athletes caught using drugs or alcohol. Meanwhile, the administration's handling of a couple of drug-related incidents this year led to criticism from the public and the board. Subsequently, the high school principal and later the superintendent announced they would be resigning at the end of June. On the lighter side, Petersburg kicked up its heels in May for the 50th anniversary of the Little Norway Festival. The annual event celebrates Petersburg's Norwegian heritage. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.